Hello, is Daniel there?
Hold on a second. Dan? Yeah?
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not telling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions.
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right, thank you. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope, not at all.
All right, thank you. Does anyone, hold on, just one moment. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
That is correct, yes.
Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote?
I'll give it about 70%.
70%? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. One moment, please. May I know your age?
My age?
Yes.
I am 67.
67. Thank you. Okay. What racial or ethnic group best describes you? White, Hispanic, Black, Asian? Native American or other?
We'll go with the white.
All right. Okay. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for presidents, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices from a scale 0 to 10, when 0 means you're not all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
Okay. I give you a 3.
A 3? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Okay. Joe Biden as a president.
Approve.
Okay. My options are strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat
disapproved. Oh, I'm sorry.
No worries.
I'll just say somewhat approved then.
Somewhat? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sherrod Brown as senator.
Somewhat approved. Somewhat right. Approved, I should say.
Donald Trump as former president?
Not at all. No. What's the bottom one?
It's strongly disapproved.
Oh yeah, that's me. Okay.
Okay. And Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Oh, highly approved. If we can go that high.
Okay, strongly approved. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. Same. After I read each one, please tell me if you're a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or you're unfamiliar with them, just tell me that you're unfamiliar. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Derek Marion.
Unfamiliar.
Unfamiliar. Okay. Mm-hmm. Democrats in Congress.
What am I list of I forgot what I'm saying.
No worries. Your options are very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Let's go somewhat favorable. Thank you.
What? All right.
Somewhat.
Marcy Kaptur.
Very favorable.
All right. Joe Biden.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. First Energy.
You know what? Give me the middle answer on that one, whatever that one was.
Basically, there's no middle because
okay,
it's somewhat...
Not as favorable, then, I should say.
Okay, we're going to use somewhat unfavorable.
Yeah, somewhat, thank you. That's
okay.
Enough.
Okay, Republicans in Congress?
Not unfavorable.
Not unfavorable?
Yeah.
So that would be like the middle again?
Yeah, middle, yes. Okay, yeah. Thank you. Middle, yeah.
All right.
I'm half and half on that one.
Okay, and Donald Trump?
Not at all.
I mean,
give me the bottom one. Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
All right. If the election of U.S. Congress, I'm sorry, if the election of U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for a Democrat or the Republican? Options.
You know what? I probably would vote for a Democrat.
Democrat? Options are Democrat or lean Democrat?
Just a Democrat. That's it.
Just Democrat. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
You know what? I would vote for Biden.
Okay. All right. And if this election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, who would you vote for?
I'd vote for Sherrod Brown.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Mercy Kaptur or Republican Derek Mary?
Mercy Kaptur.
Mercy Kaptur. All right. Mm-hmm. Is there a chance you might consider voting for a Republican Derek Marion, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Republican Derek Marion?
Probably no chance.
No chance. All right. Mm-hmm. We're almost there. Thank you for bearing with
okay.
me.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. How's your day going?
All good. All good.
Go
Thank
ahead.
You. All right. Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Mercy Kaptur. All right. Mercy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If this statement
makes no difference.
All right. Thank you. Okay. We're going to continue with the statements, but now for Republican Derek Marion. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely, and I will review the other options as we go on, okay?
Okay.
All right. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers, but Derek Marion voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to their job to get workers' compensation, Marion even voted no on that. Are you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true, or
you know what? I just go no difference.
No difference. Okay.
Yeah.
Derek Marion has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Marion supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape or incest. Marion even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Same options.
I'll go with the same answer I had before there. The
no
one
difference.
In the middle. Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
All right.
How
Thank
we doing?
You. Okay. Almost there.
Okay.
All right. In the state legislature, Derek Marion supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As major of water bill, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly a half. In Congress, Marion would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise their retirement age. Same options.
Same answer. I'm going to stick to the middle of these questions because I'm not really sure which way they flow. So, as of right now.
Okay. In the state legislature, Derek Marion out extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need is Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
Right, great. Okay. And we'll go a little. We don't like that one, so we'll go all the way down the bottom of that one.
Okay, so some bottom of that one would be some much less likely to vote.
Yes, correct. That sounds good.
All right.
I keep forgetting the answers you fire at me, so.
No,
I can get them back from you.
You're fine. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Marion was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bills for Marion's corruption. Same answers.
Yeah, go with the middle one on that one because I'm not sure about those rates anyhow. What we pay and somebody else I know pays, and so
all right.
Just go give me the middle answer on that one.
No difference. Okay.
No difference. Yeah, no difference.
All right. As a landlord who has received over $1,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marion wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
Oh, let's go down to the bottom on that one.
Okay, much as likely.
Yep.
All right. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marion, or would you still vote for Marion?
I'm undecided, actually, so I wouldn't know what to say on that one yet.
All right.
Undecided.
Okay. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Mercy Capture or Republican Derek Marin?
I vote for the Democrat.
All right.
Mercy Capture.
Okay.
She's been around a long time with us. So.
Yes. And this is an open answer question. What would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin?
Because of Mercy Capture.
All right. I'm...
Until she retires.
Retires. Okay.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah, you write that down. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. How we doing?
Almost there. We're getting super close. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school, senior. I was graduating from high school. That was it.
All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Okay.
Just whatever. I'll just put that down. I won't strive on it. Just something else. That's good.
Okay.
You're giving me options, and I'm giving you answers.
No, thank you. How important is politics to your personal identity?
So-so. Not a whole lot.
All right. So options in between are somewhat important or not too important?
Not too important.
Not too important. Okay.
To me, anyhow.
All right. Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? One of the options are either did not vote or that you refused to answer.
I just vote for Biden, I should say, if I decide to go vote, yeah.
All right, that's all.
I'm still on the wagon, but
I truly appreciate your time. I'm sending questions. That's all I needed. Thank you for your time, and I hope you have a good
afternoon. Thank you.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.